Have you ever noticed how Sunday evenings feel heavier when you know you'll face that one colleague on Monday? The one who dismisses your ideas, takes credit for your work, or responds to every suggestion with reasons it won't work? Here's the truth. Workplace relationships aren't just nice to have. They fundamentally shape whether we thrive or merely survive our careers. We now spend more waking hours with coworkers than with our own families, yet we're told to keep things professional and not let personalities bother us. But what if that advice is completely backwards? What if the quality of our work relationships determines not just our job satisfaction, but our health, creativity, and career trajectory? Consider this. 98% of people have experienced workplace rudeness, and the consequences are severe. When medical teams were criticized by a visiting expert, they made 20% less accurate diagnoses and performed procedures 15% less effectively afterward. The insult didn't just sting, it literally impaired their ability to think and perform. The damage extends into our bodies. Swedish scientists found employees under incompetent managers faced significantly higher risks of heart problems. Couples in conflict took twice as long to heal physical wounds. Your body's repair mechanisms actually slow down when someone treats you poorly. Most troubling, negative workplace relationships affect our well-being 4 to 7 times more powerfully than positive ones uplift us. A single toxic colleague can overshadow a dozen supportive teammates, creating emotional shrapnel that hits everyone nearby. When your passive-aggressive coworker sends that email, or your manager rolls their eyes during your presentation, your amygdala, your brain's ancient alarm system, can't distinguish between social threats and physical ones. It floods your system with cortisol and adrenaline as if you're facing a predator. Your shoulders tense, jaw clenches, palm sweat. Thoughtful executive functions get hijacked by survival instincts. This isn't weakness. UCLA brain imaging studies show that feeling excluded activates the same neural regions that process physical pain. Being ignored in a meeting literally hurts. Your brain's negativity bias means one critical comment overshadows 10 compliments. The antidote? Create space between trigger and response. Notice your physical reactions without judgment. Generate alternative explanations for ambiguous behavior. When you catch yourself making up stories about why your colleague muted themselves on Zoom, remember, your brain is conserving energy by making quick judgments, not conducting thorough investigations. Your difficult colleague's brain is doing the exact same thing, experiencing their own amygdala hijacks, crafting their own inaccurate narratives about you. Insecure managers micromanage, steal credit, and give harsh reviews to mask self-doubt. Paradoxically, self-doubt increases with power. Executives fear appearing incompetent more than failing at tasks. When threatened, they lash out or sabotage subordinates. Before dismissing an insecure boss, consider unseen pressures they face. Position yourself as an ally. Share credit generously, keep them informed, use we language, and frame decisions as ultimately theirs. Workplace pessimists see every initiative as doomed. Pessimism is an anxiety management strategy. Imagining worst-case scenarios feels protective. Research shows disagreeing with the group gives pessimists a sense of control, and others often perceive them as more knowledgeable. Pessimism spreads like a virus, leaving colleagues demoralized. Yet pessimists identify risks optimists miss. Don't silence them. Channel their talent. Formally appoint them as devil's advocate. When they raise concerns, ask, "What would make this work?" This transforms their negativity from roadblock into risk management tool. Some colleagues possess a tendency for interpersonal victimhood, an ongoing feeling that they're uniquely vulnerable to suffering, with others always at fault. Unlike pessimists, victims center every conversation on their problems and never accept responsibility. While this often stems from real trauma, many maintain it because it garners sympathy or justifies retribution. Working with victims requires balance. Acknowledge legitimate grievances, but when it becomes a pattern, redirect toward agency. I hear that you're frustrated. What would you do if you had the authority to fix this? Counterintuitively, encouraging them to help others can break their negative cycle. Research shows giving support improves the giver's happiness and sense of control. Passive-aggressive colleagues communicate through subtle sabotage, forgetting to include you in emails, missing deadlines, or making veiled criticisms disguised as jokes. They often fear direct disagreement will make them look incompetent. Rather than labeling their behavior, focus on content over delivery. Move difficult conversations from email to phone. Make direct requests using facts. I noticed you haven't responded to my last three emails. I need your input by Friday. Can you commit? The know-it-all monopolizes conversations and dismisses others' expertise. While true narcissism is rare, society rewards overconfidence. Research shows 74% of drivers believe they're better than average, a statistical impossibility. Look beyond arrogance to find genuine contributions. Create norms like take space, make space to distribute participation. Ask for sources when they make sweeping claims. Model intellectual humility by saying, I don't know. When necessary, address it directly. When we discuss decisions, you assert yourself so forcefully that it shuts down dialogue. Can we talk about a different approach? Certain strategies improve almost any difficult workplace relationship. Focus on what you control, your approach and responses, not changing the other person. Recognize that your perspective isn't objective truth. We all suffer from naive realism, believing we see clearly while others who disagree must be biased. Become aware of your biases. Affinity bias makes us prefer people like ourselves. Confirmation bias leads us to interpret events as supporting existing beliefs. When thinking, see, they're difficult again, pause and seek alternative explanations. Don't frame situations as me against them. Instead, visualize three entities: you, your colleague, and the dynamic between you. This mental shift separates people from problems. Rely on empathy intelligently. Research shows we overestimate how much others intend to harm us. Before assuming your colleague deliberately undermined you, consider what pressures they face. Experiment to find what works. Design small tests. For 2 weeks, I'll ignore my passive-aggressive colleague's tone and focus only on their underlying message. Stay curious. When thinking, this is how it will always be, reject that resignation. Curiosity helps you avoid confirmation bias and keeps your amygdala from hijacking responses. When improvement seems impossible, establish protective boundaries. Minimize exposure through reassignment requests or alternative contacts. Use the 2-minute drill. Determine exactly what you need from your difficult colleague and the minimum time required. Then stick to that boundary. Document problematic behavior. Time, place, what happened, witnesses, and your response. When escalating to authority, frame it as seeking better collaboration, not complaining. Explain what you've tried and tie problems to concrete business results. Leaving is extreme, but sometimes necessary. About 1 in 8 people experiencing workplace incivility eventually quit. If leaving isn't immediately feasible, set parameters. I'll stay 4 more months, and if these 3 things don't improve, I'll start my job search. This restores control. Prioritize self-care. Sleep, nutrition, exercise, and time outdoors buffer you against toxic interactions. Build a microculture with like-minded colleagues who value positive interactions. People who flourish in non-work activities experience 80% better health and 89% greater workplace thriving. You can't transform every difficult colleague, but you can transform how these relationships affect you, and that changes everything.